And with that, let's just move right into number 12 with that R&M project update.
Okay, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, what we'll discuss today is Josh is going to go over what we've completed in 2025. That's in the book. I'm not sure what page, but it is in your booklet. And then we'll go over the proposed 2026. And then Josh also has a handout that he wanted to just share, a booklet of what's been accomplished over the last 19 years from an R&M standpoint, just to recap it. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Josh.
Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, starting off with 2025 repairs and maintenance projects. We'll start off at the State Game Lodge, just do a brief summary of everything. We finished up a couple of really fun and exciting projects down there, projects that will be enjoyed by the public for 100 more years. We did a fun renovation at the historic rooms at the State Game Lodge. We brought them to, we named every room, Calvin Coolidge, Eisenhower Expedition, Mary Shields Pile, Grace Coolidge, and the Peter Norbeck Room. And the response that we've got from the public from those has been phenomenal. Those actually ran occupancy over 90% from the start of our season to the end of our season. As we've seen in kind of the hospitality industry, a lot is focused on the experiences that people have. So turning those rooms into something very special has proven to be pretty fantastic for our guests. We've actually had a couple of people that have stayed already in every single room this last summer. So, and they plan on coming back next year. So in addition to the historic room renovation, we brought in the Mickelson Chapel. You guys remember that chapel was down at Star Academy at the girls' camp. The chapel was used for, I think, Wildland Fire had their offices in there temporarily. There was storage. The building was kind of starting to it needed some new life. So talking to Matt, we put our heads together and said, well, we need to make this happen. So we picked the building up and moved it to the State Game Lodge area right beside the pavilion. The response that we've gotten, it's such a neat, it fits well in there. We are using it now for weddings, primarily more in the shoulder season for the kind of the inclement weather. But again, we've had a great response on that and it looks nice. We're actually right now, we'll talk briefly about 2026, finishing our irrigation project. So we're going to make that whole area around the pavilion, the chapel, green. It'll look beautiful year round. So going back to 2025, some of the other things, we primarily with the bulk of the money being spent at the Game Lodge, our focus was there and we kind of reserved the rest of the properties, more emergency funds, with the exception of Coolidge Store. We refinished the hardwood floors there. Those are all original hardwood floors. They're oak, maple, there's a variety of different wood species in there, which we didn't know until we sanded and refinished, which was kind of fun. Sylvan Lake Lodge, cabin 505 and 506. Those were cabins that were brought in 2016 under that bond fund. Though just a refresh, our staff, we repainted, redid the floors, just kind of freshened them up again. It was a little overdue. And then the auditorium floor refinish. Other than that, again, it was just with the bulk of the funds being spent at the Game Lodge, just wanted to make sure that we addressed any emergency repairs at the other resorts as well. Any questions regarding the 2025 expenditures?
Questions from the commission? Seeing none yet?
Okay. Thank you. Moving forward into 2026, our goal in 2026 was to have more of the infrastructure, the projects that we felt that we would not come across any surprises, such as renovations of historic buildings, given where we're at with our existing contract, knowing that the importance of not overspending that repairs and maintenance fund. We, again, focused on projects that we could really control the expenses without any surprises. With that, we did some nice things. We refreshed the event barn with staining, had a lot of staining at the Game Lodge. We replaced all the roofs at Sylvan Lake. The cabins, unfortunately, the wind damage took care of those, so we're going to have to go back and do it again. We replaced all the shingles at Legion Lake Lodge, or excuse me, Legion Lake Cabins. Again, we have not the amount of damage with the shingles that had torn off because they were done earlier in the fall, so they had a chance to stick, but we still have some replacement to do there. And then we have some dorm refresh things that we'll focus on. We have some security challenges with the existing exterior doors, so we're replacing just things like that, carpet, refresh paint, small things like that that are controllable. So with that, any questions on 2026?
Any questions from the commission? Seeing no questions.
All right. What Chris is handing out is, as you guys know, we've been in the park for 19 years. And it's really hard to put 19 years worth of projects in a book. But I've been fortunate enough to have been part or led all of these projects. That's just, again, a small amount of what you'll see. It was fun reminiscing on some of the things that we've done in those, in that booklet that you'll see. We've actually done a couple of different times, such as cabin renovations, things like that. So again, it's just a brief snapshot of things that we've accomplished over the years. I look at the event barn, which you guys are very familiar with, when there was some discussions on maybe that building needs to go away or maybe repurposed or something. We said, okay, we can figure this out. How do we repurpose this? And as you guys know what the event barn looks like today, it's pretty spectacular. Look at like the State Game Lodge area where the pavilion is. When we used to do a white tent that was connected to the old schoolhouse, and now what that looks like with the pavilion and the chapel down there. I mean, again, some of the projects that we've done have been pretty transforming to the park, and will be enjoyed by your great grandkids and for the next 100 years, which was always our goal. Now, some of them maybe didn't make the most economic sense, but when you know, restore a building that's 100 years old and give it some life for another 100 years, it's well worth the spend. So as you can see, that spreadsheet that I sent out, or that's in the front of your pamphlet, between the repairs and maintenance fund and our personal property reserve fund, we've spent $26 million in the last 19 years. And of that personal property fund, we've overspent that fund, which is our money, overspent our requirement by almost $4 million at $3.8 million. So again, that was our commitment, even as we kind of near the end, and what, you know, our commitment to maintain this product was important to us. It was, it's important to the people coming into Custer State Park, to the people coming into the state of South Dakota. So again, I have, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in that booklet for myself over the last 19 years. And I really kind of started my career with this company. I'd been with Ramcota Companies for about 8 years prior, but my passion and heart has been in Custer State Park for the last 19. And it will be, I started my career there, and I have every intention on ending my career there. So with that, I'll open it up for any questions that you might have on some of those projects or anything.
Very good. Any questions for either? No questions from me, but I will just say this is an impressive book, and it showcases the 19 years that's gone into the gem of South Dakota, and the park truly is one of our gems in our state. So thank you for all you've done to make this that gem.
Thank
it's
you.
Very, very impressive.
I'll take the credit any day of the week. But it would obviously not be possible without the partnership that we have with the Game Fish and Parks, you as commissioners, Secretary Rowling, Deputy Secretary Simpson, Director Van Meter, and it's been a hell of a ride. So again, we're looking forward to the next phase, and this great partnership that we've built. What it was, what the park was like in 2007 when we took over, the transformation has been Nothing short of phenomenal. So again, very proud to be part of your group and Matt as a partner, and you know, his predecessor, Mr. Miller, all those guys. It's been it's been a great ride. So thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Beese.
With the Bison Center being a big draw as it is now, it's kind of one of the more visited areas. Is there any thought or additions that that area could complement more people being there? Like you got a food trailer down there, I believe, like more of a permanent type restaurant or more facilities in that area to accommodate that amount of people that are visiting that area.
Sure. Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Rowling. We do have the food truck down there, Commissioner Bees. And that has been, it's been good. It's been a struggle because we still have a lot of limitations with the food truck. You know, whether a full service restaurant, some sort of concession food operation down there that, you know, kind of more of that grab and go thing. I think there would definitely be some benefit to the people visiting the Bison Center. You know, what that really is, it's not something that we've ever really studied that I have, but I mean, I think there's some opportunity there beyond what we have as a food truck. So.
Through the chair, if I could add to that, I think Commissioner B's looking forward to the future. I don't think there's anything off the table, but with our lease coming due, I think it's like, stay tuned for the next 10 years, 20 years, and see what happens down there. I mean, the playground we did this past year was a huge addition to hold people longer. I think that excitement is going to stay there with the Bison Center, and you make a good point. What's the future hold for that area? And I think that's something that, you know, we'll be talking about the future here. So, and seeing if there is something more needed and what would that look like?
It just seems like, you know, all our development is right on 36 there. And you get on that south end of the park, you know, the accommodations really slack off. But, you know, how many more people could you draw through the park if you get some of those people off of 36 down that direction for your lunches and those type of things that accommodate more people to be able to stop along 36 that aren't stopping now because it's so busy. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, move some of the people to the south side of the park and have good adequate facilities down there is what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, good point.
I, to your point, the food truck is, it's been good, but it just, we have a lot of limitations with the food truck, so.
Very good. Any other questions or comments before we move on? Seeing none, we appreciate you both being with us today.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.